gentlemen, this is Jack Otto, your host this evening for Radically Right. We're going to take a bite out of this new world order the very best that we can. But I like to start off each program with a prayer. And I always invite you to join me in prayer, and I ask that you don't just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, health, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand and shrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get this program in three different ways. We're available on the internet. We're available on the shortwave. And we're also available on the satellite. On the internet, you go to republicbroadcasting.org and you'll find a great wealth of information there, including archive programs and books and articles and banner sponsors that you need to support so that they can continue to support Republic Broadcasting. Those who listen on the shortwave radio need to turn to 5.050, and those who have satellite resources, you can tune in at Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92, Horizontal Polarity. And I think that's 133 West. And then those who have the 4D TV, you can reach us on Galaxy 1, Channel 954. And those that have the KU band, that's Galaxy 25, Transponder 11836 at a symbol rate of 20770. Let me repeat that last one. KU is on Galaxy 25, Transponder 11836, where the symbol rate is 20770. You too may be part of this program if you will call in 1-800-313-9443. And I want to remind you, as I do each week, that freedom isn't free. I know I'm not paying a nickel for this shortwave time. I'm not even paying for this telephone call. I'm not paying anything for the satellite. I'm not paying anything for the internet. I don't help with the electric bill. I know they've got to eat down there, too. So since they're footing the bill for everything, I think maybe we ought to try to help them out a little bit best we can. Because freedom really, truly isn't free. Send what you can to John Statmiller at Republic Broadcasting. That's 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78666.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
How are you?
Okay, John, I can see how much trouble I'm having. I'm doing fine. Go ahead, jump right into your point.
Well, I just wanted to repeat what you said about the sponsors at RBN and to encourage the listeners to take a look at the website. I know that a lot of them may be listening by shortwave and they may not have access to the Internet, but the website has a lot of good information. It has articles and banner ads, and I happen to have a banner ad on there for my company, which is Onesti Investment Advisors, and I'm looking at it right now at the website, and I did notice another one that looks really interesting that I wanted to ask you about. It's the power of ritual prayer, and I'm wondering, have you read that? Because I'm looking maybe to order that book.
No, I have not read it. It sounds interesting, though.
I think it would be interesting, and the reason I'm asking you about it is because I know you begin your program with a prayer, so I know you probably, I mean, you believe in that, so what I'm wondering is what would be in that book. I think it's like a $10 book, so I'm going to order it, because if it works, it'd be well worth it.
Yeah, it seems like it's worth having. I remember reading in the Bible where two or three are gathered in his name, there will he be also. And when we have this opportunity for a whole bunch of people to pray together for the same thing at the same time, I think we need to seize that opportunity.
Well, I know the opposite side uses a lot of ritual, and they seem to believe that that works. So I think if it could work for evil, it should work for good as well, right?
Well, there's some logic to that. It surely is.
And then there was one other thing I wanted to ask you. If you had, I'm sure you're familiar with Tex Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And a few weeks ago, I was listening to his program, and he had a gentleman on there who had made some videos. His name, I think, was David Bay. And his video, one of them was Riddles in Stone. And it talked about the architecture of Washington, D.C., and other things. And I haven't ordered that video yet, but I think he'd be an interesting guest. I listened to him on Tex Mars's program, and boy, was it. I mean, I got the notebook out because he was talking about some things that I'd never heard before, other than on like RBN, I hadn't heard anything like it before. So he'd be an interesting person to see if you could get him on your program.
Well, I find that interesting that you don't hear about this sort of thing on any other programs except those here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It seems like everybody is bent towards trying to keep this covered up as though we really shouldn't know about it. But unfortunately for them, I think it's important for us to know about that.
Hey, John, get back to me on the
phone. I know what you mean about Washington, D.C., being laid out in all the Masonic symbolism. Is that what you were talking about?
Right, yes.
They have several things. First of all, if you note that some of the White House and the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial and a couple other places make up the star, the Masonic star, some of them make up in combination make what is the compass and the square. And we know that the White House itself was started off by George Washington, who laid the cornerstone in full Masonic regalia. Matter of fact, there's a picture. Somebody commemorated the event by making a painting of that ceremony. The Masons really have a lot more to do with what's going on here than what they like to admit. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, John?
No, I just want to say you're doing a great job and keep it up.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to do that myself. I really would like to see what can be done to put a stop to this new world order that seems to be running away with our rights and our freedom. You know, we're the people who are the beneficiaries, the recipients of what our parents, our forefathers did. They threw a king off our back. set up freedom, outlined a constitution to protect that freedom, and now we're afraid to talk to our public servants about them not following that constitution. So many people quiver and shake. They just can't believe that anybody would ask them to put it on the line for freedom again. And we were warned by our forefathers that if we did not maintain freedom, if we allowed it to slip through our fingers, it would have to be reclaimed at the price of treasure and toil, sometimes blood and life. Hey, thank you for your call, John. We appreciate all you do for us. You know, that Constitution is important. Now, there's those first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the ones we know as the Bill of Rights. And Congress was prohibited from enacting any laws that would trespass on those rights. And when government was created, certain powers were withheld from their authority. And there is one notable exception, and that's Washington, D.C. And in that 10-mile square section of what used to be the part of the state of Maryland, Washington, D.C. is under the complete control of Congress, and in that jurisdiction, they establish military law that stemmed from the high seas. It's called admiralty or maritime jurisdiction. Now, in the Constitution, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, says that Constitution yields power to Congress, but only in that exclusive D.C. area, as well as forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. Now, when he was president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson set out a couple of characters called Lewis and Clark. They did an expedition. Now, we oftentimes see the paintings where they're going around with canoes, but the truth of the matter is they didn't use canoes. They used longboats, because wherever you can drag a longboat from one port to the next, all in between comes under the auspices of that maritime law, that admiralty jurisdiction. Ah, that Constitution would have been a nice document to have kept. See, after the Civil War amendment, another amendment was added to the Constitution, and it was done illegally. The people of the South told them they had to ratify it. Anytime you do something under coercion, it's null and void. And what that 14th Amendment did, it created a new form of citizenship called citizens of the United States. Up until that time, the United States of America had a small u. The states bound together were the states of America. And the word united only implied that they were cohesive. It was not part of the name. But that new form of citizen called the Citizens of the United States put people into the Washington, D.C. citizenship of the capital United States of America. When prior to that time, there was only citizens of the States of America, with the lowercase u in United, was a stamp, but not part of the name. Now, caution is warranted in that just jurisdiction, because Congress literally has tyrannical rule there. And such citizenship subjects you to rule where rights do not exist. And unfortunately, people do not realize that they are subjecting themselves to do precisely that when they check off the box on an income tax form that indicates they are united.
Just war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is your host, Jack Otto. We've been talking about the 14th Amendment, the one that created a new class of citizenship, a class wherein you belonged to Washington, D.C. And we were indicating that most people don't realize they're subjecting themselves to precisely that when they check off the box on your income tax form that indicates you are a United States citizen. And for most people, it would be anathema to check off a box that said he or she was not a U.S. citizen. But that's precisely what is needed to keep your sovereignty and your membership with the states of America. Now, the courts have been declaring that people contractually join this jurisdiction by obtaining a Social Security card. That is a lie. Before latches can take place in an adhesion contract, there must be full disclosure. And no one ever told you you were giving up your sovereignty and joining a new jurisdiction when you signed up for a Social Security card. Yet that is the scam being run on the people. They don't find out about this new jurisdiction until they're in court, getting the shaft. And whenever that maneuver is used, you must claim fraud based on non-disclosure. The silent the Nose Agreement. And much of what government gets away with is because people do not know enough about the law to make a timely objection. There was an organization here in the Detroit area of Patriots called Justice Pro Se. And this motto covers it well when they say, know your rights or lose them. If you don't know your rights, you cannot object to somebody violating them. Your failure to object has been construed to be consent. And then government's out of its container, and usurping authority was never meant to have. Like the genie from a lamp or a bottle, it's much more difficult to get it back into the bottle than it was to release the stamp. One of the most important steps for a free man to take is to gain an understanding of the Constitution for the United States of America and to study Supreme Court opinions regarding it. And they're right. I've got some high court decisions that will only be of value if you understand them and remember them. One of the most important ones, Marbury versus Madison. The site on that is 4 U.S. 137. And in Marbury versus Madison, it says very clearly, the Constitution of these United States is the supreme law of the land. Any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void from its very inception. Now, we had people in World War II time tell us, oh, no, it's treaties that are the supreme law of the land. But I think Thomas Jefferson was right when he said, how could the Senate by itself do what the whole of government was prohibited from doing? Here's another nice site, Shapiro versus Thompson, 394F2D/486. In Shapiro versus Thompson, it says the claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted to a crime. Just let them catch you packing a piece and find out how important that Second Amendment is to you. Seems like they convert that to a crime with some regularity. Another Supreme Court decision worth mentioning here is Murdoch versus Pennsylvania. That site is 319 U.S. 105. A state may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right granted by the federal Constitution. No state shall convert a liberty into a privilege, license it, and attach a fee to it. Can we see that happening? Now, we have a right to travel. Now, they want to let us believe that driving down the road in your car, when you're turning that wheel, that's not traveling, that is driving. And yet, we find that our laws are thwarted at every chance we can by the very bureaucrats that call themselves public servants. They may say the words servants, but they sure do act like masters. We have a call from Alaska. I didn't catch the man's name. Go for it, would you? What? Oh, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host. We're talking with a gentleman from Alaska, Ted. Please go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, this is Chad in Alaska. I'm calling. The Declaration of Independence states that we are endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and happiness, which is property. And the way I see it, this was stated because we cannot have life without liberty, and we cannot have liberty without property. But today people seem to think that the Creator endowed us with rights to life, corporate jobs, and salaries, and I think if we're going to survive well in the foreshadowing economic collapse of this country, we have a lot of lessons to learn from the Amish, and instead of waiting for someone or something to save us, we need to start owning property and making use of it, and we need to start new economies based on gold and silver and the wealth we can derive off of growing things and making use of the natural resources that stem from the ownership of property outside the regulations of commerce.
You know where it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Where that word happiness sits used to be the word property. But they threw it out because they thought it sounded too crass.
And limiting, I think. They wanted to be more than property.
Yes, we need property. Without property rights, it all belongs to the state, just like the communists want.
Right.
It's only in our hands until such time as the state thinks they should have it.
What do you think of the way the Amish live? I mean, they, you know, they're not dependent on the New World Order. Their life is, you know, they make the best quality products. They're very prosperous in their own right. They don't depend on anybody. You know, their life isn't going to change regardless of what the New World Order does. I mean, unless they come and take their property.
That's exactly what happened. And I got a video here decrying some of the abuses of the IRS. And this is an older video. I would say it's probably 15 years old. And one of the families that was subjected to some real harsh treatment by the IRS was an Amish family. Now, I think their contention is that if they make a product and trade it for something with somebody else, a different product, they haven't made any money and they're not entitled, the government's not entitled to be taxed on it.
Right.
But sometimes Big Brother doesn't look at it that way. And they came down on those people pretty hard. And they do it with guns drawn and letting you know if you blink an eye, they're going to dust you. And it does happen with some frequency.
Well, I've never been hassled by the IRS. In my entire life of over 25 years of working, I never filed any income tax form. I just let employers take the money that they wanted to take, and I just left it at that, and I was never bothered at all ever by the IRS.
Oh, I've done the same thing. And I've not been bothered. Well, I did get a call from them in 1986. The guy says, I've noticed you haven't been filing. I said, oh, that's right, I'm not going to be filing. He says, you know, if you don't file, we're going to come and get you. I says, all right, come and get me. He says, all right, we will. I says, would you do me a favor? Do you a favor? What is it? I says, when you send people to come and get me, send only people that believe in your cause so strongly that they're willing to die for it. Because that's the way I feel.
Well, I love your show, and I just wanted to encourage people to start taking responsibility themselves.
Absolutely. The Amish people have the right way to go. I believe in, I really do believe in self-sufficient living.
Yeah.
I've been designing a house to go into the southern side of a hill. There's some real advantages to that, not being seen. If they don't see you, they're not going to hassle you as much.
Well, dependency is slavery. I mean, the less dependent you are, the more free you are, and the less subject you are to others.
Yeah, well said, Ted. Because there's going to be a lot of people out there that's going to have to get chips so they can go to the grocery store. They're hooked into the money system.
That's right.
And I, quite frankly, do not want anything to do with that mark of the beast.
Yes, same here.
Now, you live up in Alaska. I understand that is a real hotbed of patriotism. There's a lot of people up there that understand what's happening
with
the New World Order.
I think a lot of people, you know, more so in the past, moved up here to get away from, you know, the beast system that was developing in all across the United States.
Are they working on that big highway across the Bering Strait?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know where it would go up there.
It would go right across over to Asia.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, I've heard that they're trying to slip that one in, working on it. If they could march that Asian army right across there, I think it would be to their advantage. I could see where they would like to do that, but I can see where the people in Alaska would really not care to have such an army marching across the countryside. But fortunately, the hills are steep enough there, and there are enough places in there where an invading army really could be held in check.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of open space, and it would be pretty hard for an army to move around because most of Alaska's swamp. You know, it's mountains with a lot of swampland in between. It's not the kind of area you can just drive across very easily.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people can do for self-sufficient living. And I'd like to see more people actually doing it.
I mean, I'm self-sufficient to about 90%. I grow most of my own food. I only need some basic staples. I buy about 12 sacks of staples a year, and that's about it, other than toothbrushes and basic things I need for hygiene. But, you know, and if sovereign people would start producing that stuff and start growing grain, and, you know, I'd be happy to buy my grain with silver if I could, and then I'd be totally outside these, you know, this Federal Reserve system and their system of commerce. And so I'm looking for people that would do that. You know, I grow about 144 different plants. I mean, you can grow a heck of a lot of food just on a, you know, in a 25-foot by 25-foot area, you can grow 144 plants spaced 2 feet apart. And you can dry a lot of it, you can can it, you can make jams, you can grow apple trees or berry bushes, or it's not that difficult.
But we've got some real cataclysmic disasters coming in our direction.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anyone that can deny it anymore. You know, our economy is not going to go up. It's just going to turn more and more into a surf-based economy.
And this is intentional.
Yes. I mean,
I think the best way to weather some of these cataclysmic disasters is to flee the cities and the towns.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think the only reason we have the economy the prosperity that we do is because we keep searching the world over for more and more slave labor, whether it's China or Mexico, or, you know, that's the reason all these corporations are moving out, because they need slave labor to keep to keep our economy with some prosperity. But sooner or later, the slaves in other countries are going to want more too. And
yes, but they're not going to get it. We have more too, but we're not going to get it. See, the heaviest concentration of government agents and snitches are to be found in the cities and towns.
Yes.
And concentrated panic and violence is going to be found in the cities too, and it's going to be worse in the large cities. I've noticed that New York is already somewhat hostile.
Yes, I mean, if anything ever happens where transportation stops, there's going to be millions of people starving. You know,
we are highly interdependent here.
Yes, totally. I mean, and there's plenty of things that could stop transportation, whether it's some biochemical agent, some pesticide, you know, like China's been shipping all these products over here with poisons in the food, and, you know, some nuclear thing or whatever ends up stopping transportation will cause a massive cataclysm in this country.
It's my contention that there's a really good chance of that happening with the death of the dollar. Unfortunately for us, the dollar has diminished over time to where it's only about 4 cents compared to what it was before the Federal Reserve System came in.
Yeah, and I think that might be kind of an old number because I've heard it's down to 1 penny now.
Well, I can believe it.
I mean, I think
when I was a kid, my mother used to send me to the store to get a loaf of bread, and she'd give me one of those old silver quarters. Now, I could get the loaf of bread for 20 cents, and I could got one of those three musketeer bars that I like so much for another nickel. However, I had to take that nickel back home. We weren't rich folk. But I've noticed now that bread is not 20 cents. It's closer to $2.
And it's full of chemicals and poisons and other kinds of things that aren't very good for your health.
Oh, yes, that surely is true. And since it's $2 for a loaf of bread instead of 20 cents, I have to ask myself, bread worth 20 times as much? It's worth exactly what it was when I was a kid. What we're talking about here is the money becoming worth less because so much more is put into circulation. So because money is worth one-tenth of what it used to be, it takes 10 times as much to buy something.
Yeah, I mean, right now, these days, a person can work your average service type job in this country and work full time and not even be able to afford an apartment.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, apartments are $1,000 a month, and if you work full time at a service job, you know, you're lucky if you make that much, let alone pay for your bills and food and other things, gasoline, and, you know, everybody's living with roommates and no one owns any property. You know, they say in 1900, 90% of the population owned a farm, and today 90% of the people don't even own a roof over their heads.
That's a sad commentary on Americans to allow that to happen to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's a setup for something dangerous because we're just so dependent upon, you know, without all wealth derives from property. When you don't have property, you don't have any wealth.
Sure don't. You know, I do recommend the south side of a hill for self-sufficient living. Raining is assured. The insulation from the earth makes it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. And a cleverly designed entrance will yield some of that privacy that was promised in the Constitution.
Yeah, and even if, you know, I never had a lot of money, but what I did is the first thing I did is I bought property in life. That was my main objective, and once I had that, I got a cheap mobile home for $10,000 that was 20 years old, and I fixed it all up over the years. And, you know, I live on about $3,000 a year. I just pay my bills once a year, buy a bunch of staples, and that's all I need to do.
You know, for that self-sufficient living, storage is a key operant word for survival. Now, freeze-dried meals can be stored almost indefinitely. Sun-dried foods can be stored in plastic bags or other airtight containers for long periods of time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the average big sack of rice or flour or whatever, 25-pound sack, that'll fit into a 5-gallon bucket. That's what I use. I use a bunch of 5-gallon buckets, and they seal airtight. And then I also use indoor lighting to grow salad all year round. So all year round, I have a salad every day, no matter what.
Yeah, you need those greens, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think canning jars and pressure cookers are a must, too.
Yeah, that's what I do with my outside vegetables, you know, especially tomatoes. And, you know, with things like cabbage, you make sauerkraut or kimchi.
Sure.
Even if you keep a bunch of dried milk, you can always make things like kefir and yogurt and cheese. I make that all with just dried milk.
You have open pollinated seeds, those that are not hybrid?
Yeah.
And you could save those to plant again the next year?
Yeah.
So if the system breaks down, you're not wanting for seed.
Right.
I found an easy way to garden is to spread out hay about a foot deep in the fall. And in the springtime, it's going to be all matted down to just a thin layer of maybe a half inch.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is snap a chalk line in the spring for the rows and slice it with a large pizza cutter type of device with a longer handle. And you pull the hay back or sown seeds to sprout.
Yeah, and it also prevents weeds from growing in between the plants.
Sure.
And another important thing to do if you garden is you want to dig it, if you have some dirt, you want to dig it up like a foot or so and get all the rocks out. You can leave the pebbles in, but you want to get the rocks out because that takes up the space that the roots need.
Now, once your sprouts start coming up, you pull your hay back around the plant, but not touching it.
Right.
Because you'll get rot. But that
right.
does hold moisture and, like you said, prevents the growth of weeds.
So yeah.
Plowing and weeding eliminated, a larger garden can be maintained. But that there, harvest must be preserved.
And it's also important to, for people to know the... You know, a lot of the plants that even grow on your lawn are perfectly edible and very nutritious, like dandelions. Every single part of a dandelion is edible. You can make coffee out of the roots. There's wild plantains that grow all across the country. They're like little oval-shaped leafy plants. There's clovers. Red clovers are edible. And... You know, God gave us a lot of the things we need to live in life. We really don't need this whole system.
And one of the most nutritious things that are around your house is your ordinary grass.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a break coming in here. Thank you very much for your call, Ted.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Your host, Jack Otto, on this May the 26th. We've just been talking to Ted from Alaska, who brought up some pretty important points here. Times are getting tough. It's harder to make ends meet. And gardening is certainly one of the ways to do it. And that mulch gardening that I mentioned, where you lay out hay and just let it all collapse over the winter and stay there as a mulch for the springtime when you're planting your crops, is an easy way to do things. Now, the harvest. harvest has to be preserved. Root crops like potatoes and carrots can be stored in clean, dry sand and put in cool places like a root cellar, or buried in containers with sand at a level below the frost line. Now, many vegetables can be dried out on old window screens and placed in plastic bags. And canning will preserve food for many years, with few cans lost if a pressure cooker is used. Now, there's many avenues to pursue for self-sufficient living. And even if you are extremely self-sufficient, you can't do everything. Trusted friends and family can supplement one another in order to round out your existence more fully. Some can learn to operate a ham radio to facilitate communication. Others may operate a weaving loom or make ceramics or operate a machine tool or tool shop with welding. You know, there's a lot of books on these subjects. And old crafts like soap making, leather tanning, and basket weaving. Such how-to books will prove to be valuable. Now, you can rest assured that as inflation accelerates, prices will outpace wages. I think we can already see that happening. And it's going to become increasingly difficult for people to make ends meet. Those who prepare for that eventuality will fare far better than those who do not. You know, with a little forethought, some will have items to trade, like cartridges, candles, fuel, feed, toilet paper, soap, and many other goods will be readily tradable. And the time is at hand to abandon such frivolous collectibles as baseball cards and Beanie Babies, and invest in necessity. I think one of the exceptions is junk silver coins, which sell near bullion prices. Although there is little utility value in precious metals, their long-standing use as real money will make them a practical store of value. See, if you put a quarter away, say you put a dollar away when I was a kid so you could get five loaves of bread, you wouldn't be able to buy the five loaves of bread with that dollar. But if you have one of those silver quarters, like I used when Mom sent me to the store, you could still get a loaf of bread because those silver quarters are worth about $2.25. Now, just before this depression deepens to the point that the masses can see the impending doom, it will be important to spend those precious metal coins for real necessity. Those who think this is a too radical move in the greatest country in the world need to examine the extent that public trust has been dashed by our government. Now, we were, before our callers came in, we were talking about we're coming up on the hour break. We're going to talk about some more of those Supreme Court decisions after the hour break. Please stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of